Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting 8th. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Houseman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Houseman. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu bunts towards third. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dejesu moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. There goes Buckner. The throw to second. Safe. Now the throw to the plate. The tag by Stearns and Dejesu is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mozilli fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to home to get Henderson. Ontiveros moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mozilli fields the ball and throws to Houseman covering. Safe. Ontiveros moves to third. Foote moves to second. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Stearns trying to get to third. Kingman throws the ball into Ontiveros, who tags Stearns for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares strikes out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from foot and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow juggles the ball. That's an error on Krukow. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazzilli. The throw from foot and he is safe. Mazzilli steals second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Krukow. Mazzilli moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball towards right. Henderson catches it and throws to second to double up Youngblood. Mazzilli tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales. Martin reaches second base with a double. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Neil Allen now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. De Jesus hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randle tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle now playing third base. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman pinch hits for Neil Allen. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is walked intentionally. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Vale pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Biotner moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-4 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Tyson now playing second base. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. Maddox moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Bomback now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a pop-up towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales is hit by the pitch. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Morales trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Mark Bomback. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutter covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.